to school to get an education. I take each and every day like a mini vacation. All grown up. You know, nothing says Halloween like scrounging for costumes in three generations of Finster trash.
Who used to wear this?
My uncle, Lottie the Lice Finster.
Ew. What are you supposed to be, a car salesman?
No, I'm an international spy and ladies' man.
I got it, Chucky. I have a Halloween costume. Lizardo, the two-headed, three-legged, radioactive dino monster. All we need now is someone who can sew.
I might be able to manage a stitch or two.
You sew?
No.
Jill, is it true you're not going trick-or-treating on a Halloween?
Affirmative. I'm going the day before, when they least expect it.
Huh, that's not such a bad idea. Especially if those 14-year-olds are out again. Every year, they prowl the streets in grossly inappropriate costumes, hunting down kids and stealing their candy.
Don't worry about them, guys. As long as we go in a big group, we'll be perfectly safe. This is gonna be the best Halloween ever.
Hey, check this out.
PP and KF? Tommy Pickles and Kimmy Finster. Did you write that, Tommy?
Of course I didn't. Why would I be interested in Kimmy?
Hello, I'm in the room.
Please, Kimmy, tell your brother there's no way I'd be interested in you.
There's no way he'd be interested in me.
Well, someone had to write it.
Could have been anyone. Angelica could have done it to burn us.
You're right. What was I thinking?
This is Kimmy Finster's second attempt. Her form is perfect. Her concentration is high. Nothing can distract her from...
Bill!
What's wrong with me? I can't hit a single pin.
Well, that's because you're looking at your feet. If you want to hit the pins, you have to look at the pins, like this.
Chucky, you're up.
Would you guys like your own lane?
I'm just helping her out, Chucky.
No, helping her out would be, can I get your soda way over there?
Chucky, I told you, I'm not interested in your sister.
But if you were, you'd tell me, right?
Of course.
Because, you know, it's against the rules to mac on your best friend's sister.
I know, and I'm not.
Good. That's settled, then.
Good.
Then how come you're sweating?
I'm not sweating!
Drip, drip, drip!
I'm not sweating! Now, would you let me bowl? Whoa! That has nothing to do with me liking Kimmy!
Tommy likes Kimmy?
What? Huh? Chucky, there is nothing going on with me and Tommy. Not that it's any of your business if there was.
Uh-huh, so there is something.
Would you stop that? Look, maybe Tommy did carve those initials, but maybe it was a long time ago.
Then why wouldn't he just admit it?
I don't know. Maybe he's just embarrassed.
Maybe.
What are you doing?
Clearing lines of sight. I need to be able to see for at least a mile in every direction.
Chaz, you can't cut down a tree just because we get toilet papered every year on Halloween.
Oh, no? Well, look at the scars on my hand. That's what 6 years of picking two-ply off the rose bushes will do to you. So this year, I'm turning this place into a fortress. Fortress Finster.
I don't want my house turned into a fortress.
How about a citadel?
No.
A bulwark?
No.
A keep? Oh, good. The backhoe's here. That one needs to come out by the roots.
Morris.
Hello? Oh, hey, Tommy. Yeah, just a second. Kimmy? Telephone!
I'm worried about him, Kimmy.
I know. I've never seen him wig out like this.
If only there was some way I could convince him that...
I'm completely unattractive to you?
Exactly.
Thanks. I'll think of something.
Who's there?
Aha!
Aha? What aha?
You were with Kimmy just now.
We were talking about how paranoid you're being. And why were you spying on us?
Don't try to make this about me. You lied.
But I already have a girlfriend, Rachel.
So now you're a two-timer and a backstabber.
Would you listen to yourself?
I just want you to be honest with me. I've told you everything. I told you I wet my bed until I was 7.
You never told me that.
Oh. So why are we still talking about it?
Fine, Chucky. I did carve those initials. All these years I've been planning, waiting. I was never interested in you, just your sister.
Aha!
Again with the aha! I was being sarcastic. Look, if you feel this way, maybe we shouldn't be stuck in the same costume trick-or-treating.
I'll tell you what better. Maybe we shouldn't be friends at all.
You just take all our history together, all those great years, and flush them down the toilet? What's that?
It's a flushing sound.
Huh. You always were bad at impressions.
Well, now I have the rest of my life to work on them without you!
Fine!
Fine!
How can you not be friends with Tommy? You have always been his best friend.
Don't you mean sidekick?
Of course
not! No!
It's true. I'm always following Tommy around while he gets all the glory. Well, those days are over. I don't need Tommy to get through life anymore.
I feel like this is all my fault.
Oh, no, it's not. You're just a victim in all this. Like me.
Where are you gonna go trick-or-treating with?
What do you mean? You guys, right?
Nell?
Guys?
The thing is, we can't go with you and not Tommy. It wouldn't be fair to take sides.
Sounds like you are taking sides.
Bill?
Fine. Then I'll have to find a new best friend and I'll go with him. Or her. Or them. What? I'm optimistic. I'll just make a list of the qualities I'm looking for in a new best friend. Okay, number one is... loyalty. Second, he has to be fun to hang out with. He's got to be a natural leader.
This new friend is starting to sound a lot like Tommy.
Okay, new list.
Hey, expecting a prison break?
Nope, I'm securing my home against TPers. This year, I will be TP-free, even if I have to turn this place into a keep.
Oh, what now?
You know, a keep. It's like a citadel, a bulwark. Forget it.
So what you got going here besides the giant lights?
Oh, nothing much. Just laser beam tripwires, motion detectors, surveillance cameras, and the recorded sound of German shepherds barking.
Well, why stop there, Chazzy? Why not get an electrified fence? Ow!
Trevor, hey!
Chucky, I'm kind of trying not to get beamed here.
Hey, nice dodge. Hey, listen, Trevor, something just opened up in my schedule, and I'm available for trick-or-treating this Halloween.
What about Tommy?
Oh, he's out of the picture.
You're not friends with Tommy anymore?
Nope.
Great. Thanks. I'll call him.
Mario, hi. Hey, I'm wondering if you have anyone to go trick-or-treating with.
I'd ask you to join us, Finster, but we're going as a carbon atom. 6 electrons, 6 of us.
Pudgicle is a nitrogen atom that has 7 electrons.
Nerd alert!
Fridge, you want to go trick-or-treating with me? Fridge! I thought you were deaf in the other ear.
Oh, yeah.
No.
9. Sorry, Chucky. I've got plans.
Still haven't patched things up with the Chuckster?
I'm just giving him a couple days. He'll come around. He's not gonna blow off trick-or-treating together.
Tommy, psst. Word in the Capitorium is you're not friends with Chucky anymore.
Where'd you hear that from?
It's around. Listen, there's always a place for you with a kickball posse.
Kickball? It's not even a real sport. Besides, they make you pay for the jacket. They don't tell you that.
Step off. Tommy's with us.
No, Tommy's with us.
Tommy, right here, right here.
Whoa. I had no idea you were so popular.
Neither did I.
Any luck getting someone to trick-or-treat with you?
Not yet. My first choices all said no. But there's this kid with ear hair who's got some real potential.
Why don't you patch things up with Tommy? He probably hasn't made any new friends either. Nobody can make friends that fast.
Guys.
Tommy, right here.
Tommy. Those kids don't even go to school here.
I'm Chucky. What's your name? Sorry, didn't catch that. Okay, so, you want to hang out sometime? I'll take that as a yes.
Trick or treat!
It's not Halloween.
Thought I'd avoid the rush.
Well, what are you supposed to be?
A working stiff. Just trying to make a decent living to support my family.
I didn't get any candy yet. Would you take a check?
Jazzy, I really think you're going overboard with the high-tech gear. $3.50, please. If you're gonna get TP'd, you're gonna get TP'd.
Not with these babies, I won't. Russian-issued night vision goggles. The same goggles worn by the Russian night volleyball team.
You know, you're not supposed to wear those indoors.
Why not?
Ah! It burns! It burns! Ah!
Didn't you read the instructions?
They were in Russian.
What's with your new fans, Tommy? It's like you're famous or something.
Those people don't love me. They just love the idea of me.
I know what you mean. When I wear this jacket, I get the same thing.
Yeah, they're all over you, Phil. Especially people looking for a good deal on a car. Tommy, you have to patch things up with Chucky. This has gone on too long.
I know. I'm really starting to miss him. Halloween's tomorrow and I've got no one to trick-or-treat with.
Hello, Kimmy, Phil, Will. This is my new best friend. I'll call him Pete.
Hey, Pete!
You already have a new best friend?
Yeah, they're pretty easy to come by. Hey, Pete, you want a smoothie? Oh, you don't even have to answer. I think I know you well enough. What'd you say, Pete? You're so funny, Pete.
Are you guys trick-or-treating together?
Yes, Tommy. Pete, my new best friend, and I are going trick-or-treating together.
What? I never said that. Don't put words in my mouth. And my name is Milton.
Hey, so now that you two don't have anyone to go trick-or-treating with, you should go together.
I'd rather go alone.
Tommy, are you going after him?
Why should I? If he's gonna act this way over something I didn't do, I'd rather go trick-or-treating with Rachel.
This is getting ridiculous. Tomorrow may be one of our last chances to trick-or-treat together, and Tommy and Chucky aren't talking. We have to do something.
Like what?
I have an idea, but you're gonna have to help me.
Thank you.
This plan's genius, Kimmy.
Yeah, I know.
Thanks for doing this with me, Phil. I know how much you wanted to be a car salesman.
International spy!
Hey, Phil. Thanks for letting me go out with you guys. I was gonna go with Rachel, but she thinks Halloween is the product of an unholy alliance of dentists and candy manufacturers. Her words, not mine. Where's your half?
Kimmy's got it.
The hard part was sewing the butt. That required some precision stitchwork. See? I had to add an inch of side seam to adjust for stretch.
I can see that.
Ha!
Phil?
Chucky?
Tommy?
Okay, you two. Now talk. Can't believe you did this.
Get me out of here!
Your lizard hands are useless. You have no choice but to work things out.
Hey, that took me 48 hours to make!
Bill me! I can't be friends with a seamstress!
Taylor...
That's it! I'm out of here!
Good! Find yourself a new sidekick, you... You... Sister Stealer!
Oh, you idiot! I carved those initials, not Tommy, me!
What?
You did? You mean you like me? Like 2 years ago for a second. Get over yourself.
So, Chucky, now that you know Tommy didn't carve those initials, don't you feel better?
No, now it's worse!
Dill, any chance you want to go trick-or-treating with me?
Ugh, can't do it, bro. I'm over the Halloween thing. It's all a big sham. I went out last night, didn't get so much as a gumdrop. Just a big wad of cash. What am I supposed to do with $46.80?
Fine. I don't need you or Chucky to have fun. In fact, Halloween isn't even about fun. It's about candy. Trick or treat.
What are you supposed to be?
Listen, I got 50 houses to hit and only 2 hours to do it. Let's get to business. I say trick or treat, you give me candy.
This is the worst Halloween ever. I know. It's just not the same without Tommy and Chucky.
Phew. I thought it was those teen thugs. Oh, come on, we should at least knock on one door before going home.
Trick or treat.
Oh, what do we have here? A vampire, a genie, and a car salesman.
International? You're looking to lease or buy?
Trick or treat.
Oh, you're the Finster boy, aren't you? I'm sorry, I don't have any candy, but I'd love some company. You see, I'm very lonely.
And in 2 days, he got 1 million friends, and I can't even get one. Growing up has always been easier for him. Like this one time when I was 5, I think I was 5, I might have been 6 or 6 and a half.
Tick tock, tick tock. I don't have much time left, sonny boy.
were really scared, weren't you?
Yeah.
Wow. The great Tommy Pickles. You should have seen the look on your face. Here's a mirror.
I'm glad I can entertain you.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's just, usually I'm the one who's scared, not you. You're the perfect one.
Perfect? Who says?
You have everything, Tommy. Better hair, better teeth, better sinuses, a girlfriend.
Is this why you were so wigged out by this Kimmy thing?
I thought there might be something between you two. I guess I was jealous.
Well, there isn't. Now can we be friends again?
Yeah. I don't know what life would be like without you.
Everything cool?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're cool.
What do you say we hit a couple of houses, huh?
Betty?
Trick or treat?